If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The Bernard Lee Poker Show, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m., only on WBNW 1120 a.m. and 102.9 FM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning on this Tuesday morning. It's nice to have you with us. And every day it gets more and more crazy. I don't know if anybody watched, either listened to Mark Levin or watched Sean Hannity. Even Newt Gingrich came on last night and he said he can't believe the hypocrisy and the turncoat attitude in this country, the FBI, the Justice Department. The accusations against Donald Trump are unfounded, and all of a sudden an array of dirt comes out on the Democrats, which could lead up the ladder to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I mean, I don't know how long you can go without it leading to the top in spite of where you are. This is a real travesty, and I just saw here, you know, there's no evidence of Russian collusion from anyone, and all of a sudden Robert Mueller, that snake, is subpoenaing Trump Deutsche Bank records in the Russia probe. Can you believe this? The next, he will be getting into Trump's personal income taxes and business income taxes. And all you have to do is look around. Look at the stock market yesterday. The futures are up 55. Record. Business growth, reinvestment, immigration, illegal immigration down. I mean, I don't want to enumerate everything he's done. It's been unbelievable. Our energy problems virtually solved. Private land is still in the hands of our Americans and not the government. Nobody other than people with any common sense or principle will take this position. So Mueller is now zeroing in on Donald Trump's business dealings with Deutsche Bank. The investigation should be on Mueller and his group. What came out here a couple of months ago and has now become publicly reported is that former top FBI official Peter Strzok, who had been assigned to and then removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, had exchanged politically charged text, really degrading, insulting Trump, and supporting Democrat Hillary Clinton. And this Strzok was also a player in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of her private emailer server, you know, that, well, the one she said, how do you wash it? Do I take a cloth and soap? And he was fired. But it's too late because the evidence has been uncovered that this is a legitimate, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a legitimate conspiracy on the part of, and I'll say this, even though I've had no contact with the FBI except a couple of crank calls through the years, that the FBI, by and large, is maybe the finest organization represented by this country, except at the top. And they're part of the deep state. They're part of the shadow government. There's collusion up at the top with everyone of the with top members of the FBI and the State Department and Bob Mueller and every single person. Mueller has chosen to be with him on this special counsel, has affiliations with the left and Hillary Clinton. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I think now you know why Trump went berserk. I mean, a lot of this information, of course, he knew before we did, and was considering firing Jeff Sessions, who to me is the biggest enigma I can imagine. I don't know what happened to this gutsy, courageous American patriot who served in Congress with distinction for years. He's rolled up into a ball and become a jellyfish. Didn't go after Clinton. Did not set up a special event. Did not handle it himself. He recused himself. Well, public confidence in government is going right down the toilet. Honestly, I mean, I don't want to sound paranoid, but if I had a real problem involving American security, I don't know who would I call? And would it be ignored? You know, even down to the police corps under orders from the top, it was either yesterday, I think it was the day before yesterday, somebody walked into a Harvard bookstore signing in Cambridge, Mass., wearing a Trump hat and a Trump shirt, and he ended up in the hospital. They beat the daylights out of him. Isn't this how the brown shirts started out under Hitler? Isn't it? So this Strzok, it's spelled S-T-R-Z-O-K. The report comes on the heels of a very very uneven and unobjective department investigation into IRS discrimination against conservative groups, including the disposition of allegations against IRS senior official Lois Lerner, and after the widely erratic behavior, and I'm going back to James Comey. That was in 2016. And then, of course, there was Eric Holder, who's standing up self-righteously in front of a microphone now, talking about the corruption on the right. This is so unbelievable. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, I go back and forth and back and forth. And I don't totally endorse, by no means, everything that Donald Trump is doing. But I will tell you that if this is not stopped, this whole thing, then we're in trouble as a nation now. We're going to be in huge trouble. Huge. So, I really don't know where we go. I'm so free. You can hear the frustration in my voice this morning. I'm frustrated every morning, but every day, I guess, like Newt Gingrich, who's a pretty cool character, said, I can't believe he couldn't even find the words to express what's going on. So we've got responsible center-right observers who are now demanding a full review of the investigation and prosecution powers by the Obama Justice Department back when he was president, and also the FBI. And here's what former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy wrote in the National Review just this week. He wrote that Trump should call for a second independent counsel to investigate the abuse of the counterintelligence authorities under Barack Obama. Abuses that he suggests were undertaken to protect the controversial Iran deal on nuclear weapons. Why don't we hear anything about that? Can someone tell me? Well, I can tell you why. It's because about who's running this country, who's running it now. And yet the turnaround, I think, is coming. This may be coming to a boiling point. It may be coming to a point where even those center and center left are starting to wake up and say, this is shocking. It's shocking. And here's proof. And they may start looking at the proof. So we should have a new special counsel. We should find out what's really going on here. We'll come back after a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 7723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
To all the people who do inquire, and I get emails, I'm the one who, you know, look at my staff at Money Matters does an incredible job, each and every one of them. I don't want to start singling out people. They're all terrific over there. But I select this music, and I hope you like it. And thanks for all the emails. I'll continue to do it. I've got about 1,000 that I could get in here, but I think we're doing okay with that. All right, back to something probably a little more important. That's the Mueller investigation. And now I think the question really comes up. Should Trump fire Mueller? Should he fire Mueller? It really becomes a difficult question because there will be such an eruption in this country from the far left, the deep state, that I don't know whether the consequences of that eruption are worth it. First of all, we were talking about a stoppage of the government, you know, when we were dealing with the fight between Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi against Trump, and they refused an invitation to the White House. I and other people to the right, shut down the government. Go ahead. There isn't any real consequence in shutting down the government. Work goes on as usual. Social Security checks are in the mail. The people who are going to suffer are some people who work in government offices. Shut it down. Now Pelosi and Schumer are sitting down, have replanned their sitting. They're going to sit down with Trump. Those two bird brains, well, Schumer intellectually is smart, but those two bird brains, they're not going to make a fool out of Trump. It's not going to happen. So now they're looking for a further investigation into Trump, and this is how crazy it's become. They're going back to the Billy Bush interview and whether he said it or whether he didn't. You know, it's been done. I don't know why Trump just says, well, that wasn't my voice. I mean, everybody has faults. I mean, his tweets creating situations that he doesn't have to tweet, talking about the special prosecutor and getting into legal stuff. There is no justification for it. It's insanity. That's what makes people, a lot of people on the other side and on my side too, be a little bit uneasy about what Trump is going to say, more than what he's going to do next. If you look at what he's doing, it doesn't seem to correlate with what he's saying in the sense of sentence is getting a little crazy here, but intertwining it with insanity. He knows what he's doing. I don't know whether it's a game, whether it's in his genes, but it seems like every day he comes out with these tweets. And let your legal team, and if it isn't a decent legal team, go out and get a new one. This Strzok didn't serve just as an investigator on the Trump collusion probe. It's being labeled, by the way, as an obstruction investigation. You can't file charges against Donald Trump or remove him from presidency for obstruction. Now, I'm not sure whether I guess you can file charges against anybody for anything. And you can ask who I always look for the explanations that are really, really objective. And that's Alan Dershowitz, who's appearing on television all the time. Obstruction is not enough to change anything. But it's the Democrats who are searching so hard to find anything they can in their intensive hatred of Trump are causing this trouble, just like they caused it. Remember Scooter Libby? And he had to take the fall, and he lost his whatever net worth he had. And it was an invalid investigation. Let's say the results came up. Mueller was part of that, by the way. And then you look at right now, and I have, let me say, I don't have an ounce of compassion for Mike Flynn regarding his lies and his alleged business undertakings. But to match this up and to use it as a tool to get Trump impeached, I don't want to say indicted, impeached, is ludicrous. His life has basically been ruined. He's lost all his money, and he's been forced to testify under oath because one main reason is he doesn't want his son going to jail who's involved in this, and it's a pretty terrible situation. It happened to Scooter Libby. It's happening to Mike Flynn, although I don't think Mike Flynn is innocent. Scooter Libby was innocent of everything. And I don't have any compassion for Paul Manafort, who was a snake. But for him to be brought up as a centerpiece in this trial, now suddenly you don't hear anything. All this equates to the fact that there was no Russian collusion. There was no Russian collusion. Do you think after 10 or 11 months, if they haven't found any, they're going to find it now? And the way they're going to find it now, if they do, and I don't hesitate that they do it, is concoct the collusion. But Hillary erasing 33,000 emails, Benghazi, I don't even know where to begin with her. It's crime after crime after crime after crime. She sits home with her trailer trash husband, looking at probably $250 million of net worth, and that's not enough. You know, go away and go away quietly, and there's no reach to do anything. I hope Jeff Sessions wake up and go after Hillary Clinton. I mean, if it's war, it's war. And you go to war to win the war. If you're not going to war to win it, don't go to war. We've seen it in this country, and we've certainly seen it with Barack Obama. George Bush really just messed up any strategy and tactics. For whatever it's worth, he still did the right thing by going in. And you know why he did the right? I hate to digress here. This is what ticks me off. Trump, Kerry, Hillary Clinton, everyone acknowledged the existence of weapons of destruction. Everybody had the same information. Everybody acknowledged it. Kerry, he went in on a justified basis where Israel was being threatened, Saudi Arabia, and we were next. And now all of those people, even Trump, have done an about face and saying, oh, no, that was the worst thing we never did. They endorsed it. I was there. No, not in Iraq. I watched all this stuff. They're all liars. Liars. All right, we're coming back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11. IgnoreMyScore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home and I miss my...
You know, I'm thinking, I'm making a decision as we're talking. I could go on and this because we've got other parties, Wiseman. I mean, there's a collective group. Let me just kind of wrap this part of the conversation up because, you know, as I say, I could go on and on. There is a group at the top here along with Mueller, and every one of them has been associated with the Clinton campaign, voted for Clinton, financed the Clinton campaign, every one of them. And you're going to tell me that this is an objective investigation? It's unbelievable. And these to me are grounds why Trump should fire Mueller, although, you know, I'm not just coming out and saying he should do it because, as I've always said, you have to look at the consequences of your act. You know, you hate someone so much it goes over the point of sanity. And you kill that person because you can't take it anymore. I mean, these things happen. Oh, let's look into his history. Let's find out what caused these terrorists to do it. So many things about this society that are wrong. They're going to spend millions of dollars in investigatory procedures to find that out. So you hate someone so much, you go out and you kill that person. And unless you're an illegal alien, you're going to pay the price. And the consequences of one's actions should be weighed at all times. I don't think I've ever, 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 in my memory, made a snap decision on something. Unless it was when I was young and I saw a girl and I said, I got to date her. That was a snap decision. I didn't want to research her. I didn't want to go into her background. She was good enough, you see? But, I mean, there's always an exception. And too many people here are getting into situations where the consequences of their acts are not even being considered. And people in this country are being led around by their noses, by a corrupt press. I said on this show 1 year ago, 2 years ago, maybe three, true journalism is gone. It's gone. And it is gone. And now I'm hearing other people say it. Sean Hannity said it last night. True. You know, I should start marking down things I should take credit for, predictions I've made. But, you know, I'm just a humble guy. But every once in a while I say, hey, you know, when American Werewolf in London came out, I said they should make a movie with Bad Moon Horizon by Creedence Clearwater and the Revival, and they should also have In Blue Moon with a horror movie. And then, I don't know, 6 months or 8 months later, American Werewolf in London came out, and those were the two songs throughout the movie. Really, really great flick, by the way, if you want to get it on Netflix. American Werewolf in London. Don't bother to get an American Werewolf in Paris. How do we go from werewolves? Always been fascinated by werewolves. Where do we go from werewolves to the media? Well, they tear you to shreds. That's where we go when it comes to talking about werewolves. Another week for this wonderful mainstream media and their terrible reports. You know, Dennis Ross just came out, and he talked about the remarks by Flynn when President Trump was a president. Now, and there was Joy Behar, that idiot on The View. I mean, that show, why would anybody watch that show with four female idiots? Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg are the two worst. I mean, they're intolerable, and she's celebrating. And then this was a story by Dennis Ross, well-known reporter. And Dennis Ross then comes out with an apology. And the apology is based upon Trump was a candidate. He wasn't the president. It changed everything around. And that disgusting Joy Behar had to come out and admit it. Just like Rachel Maddow came out and had to talk about Trump's taxes. She got all excited and then looked at it. And there he was paying $25 million a year. They're despicable. They're absolutely despicable, the far left in this country. And I remember it was during the Colorado shooting in the movie theater. James, can't think of his last name, came in, you know, that very stoic killer. And Dennis Ross, he did his research, you see, and he came up with the conclusion that this was a member of the Tea Party. Oh, James Holmes, that's what it was. It wasn't. And there have been three or four other incidents that have occurred in between then and now. So Dennis Ross, he got his hand slapped. He got off with a four-week suspension without pay. I mean, these guys, I don't know what Dennis Ross's net worth is, but if you Google people. And I mean, I do this because it's just kind of fun for me to do, and look at their net worth. You see some amazing numbers if they're in politics. First of all, every member of Congress is a millionaire. And you look at the net worth of these midget minds in Hollywood. It's incredible. But the media in this country, and I'm going to put this aside maybe for the first story coming up in the next day or two, they're under the microscope now. People are finally getting, I don't know, how could it take you this long to get wise? And the sex scandal has brought it out. And I'm wondering now, you know, you got Charlie Rose, you got Matt Lauer. I'm wondering when the next big name will break, maybe tomorrow. Every day here. And, I mean, I hope that certainly changes our culture. But when the next guy in the liberal media tries to paint someone as an offender, someone who's involved with cruelty to not animals, to women, sexual promiscuity or something. I know a lot of people who are sitting tight. I had no idea. I heard about Matt Lauer, and I called one of my good friends, Michael Krause, who Matt Lauer worked for on the Today Show. Michael Krause produced the Mike Douglas Show, Good Morning America. There he came upon Joan London and married her, and the Today Show. And Matt Lauer worked for him. Matt Lauer doesn't return his phone calls, or didn't return his phone calls. But he wasn't specific. That's why I'm mentioning his name. If he were specific, I wouldn't. Like me and like others, he heard rumors. But The only thing he came out, I mean, the only thing of relevance was how stupid Matt Lauer is. How incredibly stupid. Because it's not the $25 million a year that he'll be giving up as much as it. He's got more than enough. What it is his reputation for life. And I know when you have a lot of money and a lot of power, I realize it's never enough. But in this particular case, what Matt Lauer did was trade in everything for sexual favors or sexual harassment. And that's what I talked about just a little earlier in this segment. There is no consideration of the consequences of your acts for so many people out there. So there, I'm going to get off the pulpit. We're going to go to something. I'm going to give you some great, great information coming up on where to plot.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bowling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
From Christian Jason, the CEO of Boston Appliance, located at Cummings Park in Woburn, where I buy all of my appliances. I don't even go anywhere else to price them or compare them. I just buy them all from Christian Jason, and I'll give you a phone number there. It's 781-935-2700. 781-935-2700. The website is bostonappliance.net. You know, there are just certain places you go. You don't need to go anywhere else. You know, I can tell you right now, they have everything. You don't have to go anywhere else, and they'll deliver free delivery and all this great stuff. We're awaiting a call from Christian. In the meanwhile, let me continue here with the corrupt media. And I don't think their day of reckoning is going to come. It's like taking a whole. A whole component of communication to the public away. It's not going to happen. And corrupt people like Dennis Ross, and whether it's on television like Brian Williams, I could go on and on and on. I'm not even talking about the sex scandals, but I am talking about the irresponsibility that they have in getting out the right information and accurate information so that people will be able to know that they're being treated honestly. Oh, by the way, Matt, the extension is 1001, okay?
Okay,
all
got
right.
It.
All right, we're back here, and it's been amazing that they continue to get away with it. They're comprised primarily or composed of leftist idiots. Yes, I'm not going to take that back. Who want all the glory and respect that a case of objective occurrences has produced, but they don't abide by the objectivity of it, because what they do is they take the slant that they normally have. I'm sure in many cases there is money under the table, and it goes all the way up to the Super Bowl. Speaking of the Super Bowl and the National Football League, they have caved in to this whole movement funded by George Soros and reached the deal. Shame on them. And the commissioner, he's looking for $50 million a year and a guarantee for so many years. Roger Goodell is an idiot. He's ruining the National Football League.
Stu, we have Christian.
All right, we're going to switch right now. As joining us is Christian Jason. He's the CEO of Boston Appliance. It's located in Cummings Park, as I told you. I'll give out the website again. It's bostonappliance.net. And just before I introduce him, and people who know me and have followed me for these years on radio, I don't say anything that I don't believe. I will never, ever, ever, ever endorse an advertiser personally unless I've had an encounter. And if it's a bad encounter, why would I endorse them? And if it's a good encounter, I would. I've had a great relationship and continue to have with Boston Appliance. Every single appliance I get, I don't have to name them all. You all, I'm sure you don't live in huts, is through Christian Jason. So first of all, I thank you for your continued support with a product and a service that is, I think, unmatched anywhere in the area. It's nice to have you with us, Christian.
Well, thanks for your kind words, Stu. That's above and beyond. You know, we just try to make a living here and do the right thing, and you know, I believe in the products that I sell, and you know, a 70-year-old four-generation family-owned company, I try to keep that tradition going. Although tough at times, but I do my best to keep it going forward.
Well, I've been in there. I know you personally, and I see the way your business is conducted. It deserves high commendation. You carry a wide range of everything in all kinds of appliances and all name brands as well. Basically, if it's anything people want, they can get it from you. So
yeah, we carry everything, you know. We really specialize in you know, some of the higher-end brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, but, you know, we carry everything from high-end to mid-grade to low-end, and, you know, there's certain brands that we push more than others just due to reliability concerns, and, you know, I get a great sales staff that's been with me for a long time, and you know, the implementation of our product care department, our service company that we just launched a couple years ago was a pretty big investment, but was an investment that we felt was necessary to serve our customers. So
I've had everybody has service problems. Even when you go to the doctor, you get serviced, and you and your company have responded right away. So it's not just buying the product; it's looking ahead. I want to do additional business, and I want to build a friendship. You seem to do that with everyone. And what would you say separates you from your competitors?
Well, we just, you know, I'm involved in the community. I'm involved in a lot of different charity organizations. You know, we got great prices. You know, we're usually less money than the big box stores. I mean, heck, even the big box stores call us to service the products they sell. So, you know, a lot of people have the mentality that, oh, you go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot for some of those commodity brands that, you know, they're going to service you, and they don't. And, you know, with our product care department, you know, we really service the products, and you know, we even service products that Lowe's and Home Depot sell. So that's got to tell you something. But
well, it does. And I've been there, and like anyone else, I've gone from place to place through the years to buy my appliances. I'll be honest, it's not that I've been miserable, but until I accidentally stumbled on you, you know, sometimes you meet someone, whether it's an insurance guy you stay with 60 years or a financial planner. I was blown away by the service, the courtesy, your prices, the assortment you have, and your ability to just step in and resolve any issue. And I had one minor issue, and it was immediately cleared up that day when someone came out. So I want to give out the website here. It is bostonappliance.net. That's bostonappliance.net. Take my word for it. I mean, everybody needs appliances. You know, it's not like mink coats or Lamborghinis. You need an appliance. Just call and go over and take a look at their fabulous showroom in Woburn. Christian, so great. We're going to have you on again. Thank you
all
so
right,
much
Stu,
for joining us.
You're the best. I appreciate you, and have a great holiday.
You too, and see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,